This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Penn Dark. It's a Category 4B Munich Dunkel. Penn is a brewery in Pittsburgh. They're known for making German-style beers. Okay, looking at this one, it's a medium coppery brown color. It's got a moderate beige head. It's very clear. No complaints. Give it a 3. The aroma. You get a moderate malty richness. It's nutty and caramely. Sort of a deep toast. I'm getting a very light apple ester. It's a little off. Not really getting any hops. Get a hint of alcohol. Otherwise, it seems pretty clean. A little bit of malty sweetness comes out as it warms up. Also, maybe a soft hint of chocolate in there. There is some nice darker malt complexity in the nose. That's good. I'll give it a 10. The little bit of ester is a knock. And I'm not getting quite the intensity of the sort of Munich-y richness that I'd expect in an authentic German version. Flavor. It's got a malty richness, toasty, a little malty sweet. It does have a bread crust flavor. It toasted bread crusts. The bitterness is medium to medium low. Dry finish. Malty aftertaste with a little bit of bitterness. The palate is a little light. There's a touch of hop flavor. It's pretty low. Don't get any of the ester that I smelled, which is good. It seems fairly clean. I'll give it a 16. The maltiness, while I do get some richness, isn't as sort of purely rich as the better examples. It does have a nice balance, though. The body, or the mouthfeel, I'd call that a medium body, barely. It could be fuller. It's got a fairly high carbonation, medium high, I'd say. It's a little high. Get a very slight alcohol sensation, but it is smooth. I'll give it a 4. Carbonation is a little high and the body's a little light. You know, put those together and it makes the beer seem a little less impactful. Overall, well, I think the malt could be a touch richer and the body a little fuller. It's a touch on the bitter side, but really if the maltiness was adjusted the way I was suggesting, the bitterness is probably right on. However, the lighter body and palate combined with the dry finish do make it quite a drinkable beer. No, it's tasty. It's a decent American example. It's a well-made lager. You know, perhaps this one's a little old or something. Maybe that's where the ester's coming from. Maybe that's a touch of oxidation. Anyway, I don't really have any other evidence of that. I'll give it an 8 overall. For a total score of 41. It's it's a decent American example. The better German ones do jump out, but it is a credible beer. So that's the Pendark, judged as a Category 4B Munich Dunkel.